Welcome back to Feedback. 715-845-2155. All right, if you've been listening to the program for any length of time at all, you know that I'm a big advocate of the small business. The small business in this country is the backbone of our economy. Plain and simple. Small businesses run it. This is where almost everything that drives our economy is based out of. And if you aren't aware of this, it is Small Business Week, which is a time where that celebrates the small business and gives hints and tips on how to be a successful small business. On the phone with us is Pete. Give us a little bit of more information about what the Small Business Week is all about. Good morning to you, sir. How are you?
Morning, Seth. Thanks for having us on. We appreciate the publicity for the week and the events. And we have this year we have a very, very full week. This is one of the best years of programming that we've seen. We're starting off today, this morning, at 11 o'clock with the Legislators Forum. The keynote speaker is Governor Walker. He's scheduled to be on site downtown to address the Legislators Forum. And then we're going to move on this afternoon to have the tours of the 2013 Small Business of the Year Award winners. Those will be at Young's Drugstore, the Boys and Girls Club of Wausau, and RMM Solutions. So that'll be Monday. That's today. Tomorrow is one of our bigger days. We have the actual Small Business of the Year Awards program in the morning. That's at 7:30 down at the Stony Creek Inn, and that's where we're going to name the 2014 Small Business of the Year Award winners in all three categories, the business-to-business, business-to-consumer, as well as the nonprofit. And then Wednesday, we have just a tremendous program. There's going to be a leadership characteristics panel, and this is going to incorporate leaders from many different businesses in the area, including Greenheck Fan, E.O. Johnson, and Ruder Ware, and just a number of others. So we're going to have a great panel there. Thursday is the biggest day of the week. That is the Business Expo. That's where all of the businesses, over 230 booths, will be able to show off what they do. They'll be able to shine as a participant. You'll be able to come down and see everyone and go through and learn about the different businesses, small businesses in particular. And then we wrap up Thursday with the Business PM in the evening right there at the Patriot Center. All of that takes place at the Patriot Center. And then Friday, to wrap up the week, we've got the Small Business of the Year Winner Circle, and that will be at 11 o'clock, and that will be downtown at the Jefferson Street Inn again. And that's where the winners of the 2014 Small Business of the Year Awards will be able to tell their stories.
You know, I've got so many questions I want to ask, and we've limited on the amount of time.
Absolutely.
More information about the events and when and where can be found online where?
There are two ways to find out about that. Number one, you can go online at www.wausauchamber.com, or if you have questions, you can call 715-848-5953. That's right to the chamber office downtown.
All right. I'm going to put a link on our Facebook page to the wausauchamber.com website so that those listening can go on and take a look and link up and get the information. But this is an event that is a gold mine for those that are thinking about starting their own business, or who are in the have a business and they're trying to, you know, forage and find their own way. Everything that can be done has been done by somebody else in their business. Pretty much, you know, you don't need to blaze your own trail. You need to learn from those that have done it before you. And this is a great way to connect with people that can learn, can teach you, show you some of the tricks of the trade. And this is an opportunity not to be missed.
Absolutely. This is, from an education standpoint, this week is wonderful. I mean, it gives you many, many opportunities. From a networking standpoint, there's not a better week, not a better group of events to do it. Wausau is very blessed to have this event. It's one of the largest in the state. We believe our Small Business Week is larger than Madison and Milwaukee. So we have really something here that is very special to the area.
And this coincides with the National Small Business Week, which happens about this time next month. It's like the end of May, doesn't it?
I believe that is correct. It's very close. And from a small business standpoint, over 70% of the chamber members are small businesses. And they are the largest employer of folks in the country. And so it's very important to the U.S. economy.
it is something that I've encouraged people when they come and say, man, you know, I'm sick and tired of my job and blah, 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 blah. It's like, okay, if, and you know the old saying, if money were no object, what would you do? If you didn't have to worry about money, what would you strike out and do in your own? Well, that's what you ought to be doing.
And right.
And there's a very few of us that when we say, oh, I'm tired of my own job, I know I could do this. Well, then go try it. It's still in this country. We still have the opportunity to strike out on our own and try to make it. And, you know, if you make it, what is it? I believe still the first 2 years is the toughest for a small business. If you make it past 2 years, you got a real good shot of making it, period.
I believe so, and the business expo specifically, if you want to see, you know, over 200 success stories, that is a place to go to see over 200 success stories. Talk to those business owners, the process they went through, the sacrifices they made, and the success that they've had.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now the other question I have, just because I'm silly, those that are up for awards, the Small Business of the Year and the other accolades that you're going to be talking about, how do they qualify? Who nominates? How do they get into the running? What's that process?
The process for the Small Business of the Year, whether it's in the business-to-business category, business consumer, or the charitable nonprofit, is the chamber puts out the request for nominations, and someone has to nominate you. So whether it's a client that nominates you, whether it's an employee that nominates you, whether it's just another business owner that nominates you, that is the process that they get. They get those in, and then what they do is they go through a presentation process where they have to submit their story and then meet other requirements, and then they're evaluated, and then the finalists were named earlier this year, and this year in the business to business category there were two of them, Finishing Touch Signs and Revi Design LLC. The business to consumer is Days Bolodome, Ginseng and Herb Cooperative, Gravies Incorporated, the New City Grill LLC, and then in the charitable nonprofit, which is a category that was added several years ago, these are very special stories. Achieve Center, Bridge Community Health Clinic, Junior Achievement of Wisconsin, K-Tech Charities, and Never Forgotten Honor Flight. So there's just wonderful stories in all of these, and a very good competition.
All right, so give us the information one more time where they can find more information. I know you said wasachamber.com is
yep.
the official website for the Wausau Region Chamber of Commerce. Also, what is the phone number? One more time.
Phone number for the chamber office, 715-848-5953.
Fantastic. Thank you very, very much for the participation in the event. Thanks for being on with us and giving us the information, and look forward to seeing you.
Thank you, Seth.
All right. Have a great one, and we'll talk to you again very soon.
Okay, bye.
I cannot encourage it more. I spent a lot of my professional life working for somebody else and trying to conform to what I thought they wanted. And it got to the point where I just could not do it another day. I've shared with you when I was a branch manager, a legal team manager of a credit union, where I earned a bonus my very first year there, which was unheard of. And I'm expecting a bonus, man. I mean, a chunk of money. And it was pocket change. And while I appreciated the honor of getting the bonus, the amount of money was incredibly insulting. I knew I was worth more than that. But I realized, looking at my vice president right across the desk from me, that man and his opinion of me would always determine how much money I made and the the ripple of that. How much money you make affects what kind of car you drive, what kind of schools your kids go to, what kind of house you live in, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And as long as somebody else makes that call for you, you don't have any control. And then the straw that broke the camel's back for me and decided I'm getting out of an office, I'm going to start my own business, is I was working in a firm paying a percentage of my business that I generated to the office that I worked with. Now, granted, I was using equipment and the phones and the copiers and the receptionists and, well, using is a bad term there, but you know what I'm saying. I had all the support that I needed in this office, and I did an analysis. I gave a percentage of my business every month to the business that I was using their office space. And I did an analysis at the end of the year, and the money I was paying them was 2.5 times the money I would be paying if I just go out and get my own office. And so I thought, okay, I'm done. I'm done having somebody else tell me what to do. I am done paying an exorbitant amount of money to be told what to do. That's it. I'm doing it on my own. And I broke out, and for 12 years, I had my own office.
And yet here you are working for some, not only working for somebody else, but also working for thousands of people who listen and determine how well we do.
Well, it comes down to I realized my heart's desire. My heart's desire wasn't to be a financial analyst and a financial advisor wearing a coat and tie every day. My heart's desire was to be right here doing this. This is what I'm better suited for, much better suited to do this. I can't tell you the last time I wore a tie.
Me either.
Tom and I agree
that's
on
like
one more thing.
Like the biggest perk of this job is not having to wear a tie.
Half the time, I don't even want to shave. You know, it's like, I don't want to. I don't even. I'm not even going to shave.
You're lucky we wear pants.
Pants? Oh, crap. Are we supposed to wear pants?
Yes, it's not No Pants Monday. Sorry to break the news to you.
No Pants Thursday.
Okay.
News, talk, and Rush Station. News Talk 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.